Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I'm your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, we're going to talk about something very hard and very meaningful, and I'm trying to explain to Ash Friendly the best way that I can, and that's to expect nothing. When you're working for Ash Friendly, expect nothing. Expect nothing from the people that you're working with, the people that are helping you out. Expect whatever you give, don't expect anything in return. That's not how Ash Friendly works. That's a hard lesson and hard thing to understand or comprehend. I know people want to get compensated for all their hard work, but you will in your own way. I can't tell you how you're going to get compensated or how you're going to feel better or the type of support that you need or the overwhelming of having a family. A lot of things that Ash Friendly repays you in is things you can't buy. Because we're not here for the money. I'm not here for the money. I'm here to help everyone out. The money just flows in naturally. It'll cascade over you everywhere. And money will be pouring out, but you're just, that's cool. That's cool. But you're not collecting and hoarding it like a normal billionaire does and focuses on the bottom line and doesn't care about people. You care about people. You care about the environment. You care about others' well-being. Just because someone comes up and yells and screams in my face, demanding things from me, or demanding this, or insulting me, cool. They're not Ash Friendly. They could be someday, but right now they're not. They're very bitter and angry because the world, the way that they have interacted with the world, has led them down this path. That's their own thing, and they got to get on their own. They got to find out their own way out. They will at some point, but right now, Ash Friendly can't help them out. It's about being a leader of men, leader of women, and leading the way, the best way that you can. Some people can lead by doing things. Some people can lead by receiving things. Some people can lead by just being themselves or trying to find themselves. There's no wrong way. Just doing the act of love and the act of kindness. And you can do everything that way. Not just like a half thing or this or that. Just do it every single time. Every step you take. Act of love, act of kindness. Act of love, act of kindness. That's where it's at. And then you will find things that you need along the way. And I don't know what it is and I don't know what you need. I just know one thing, and it's not more money. Money comes to those who really, really just don't care about money. There's a sea of money out there. Swim in it, find it, find a pool of money, just, bask in it. It's the management. It's the structure. It's the organization that is very scarce and very few. Solid managers, solid people looking out for you. People who are trying to help you navigate through the world, giving you information, giving you joy, telling you what you need to know, how to improve yourself, where are you going to focus, what are you going to do different. That is the beautiful thing about Ash Friendly. Because we work together. We're going to highlight all the good things in this world of what we're doing together, separate, and individually. It's a process. This isn't like a normal 9-to-5 job or investing your time to something and you'll get money back. That's a job. This is a career and a lifestyle. This is completely different. Ash Friendly isn't going anywhere. Ash Friendly doesn't really care. When you come in, come out, whatever you want to do, but only you will be in control of what you receive. And if you don't receive anything, keep giving. And giving everything you have, because that is more valuable than anything else. Like, it's one thing for a man who has surplus to give all his money away. He'll want attention and notoriety by giving all his beautiful money away. That's a surplus that he can't spend anyways, that he thinks he's doing back to society, but no one cares. Surplus, man. nobody cares. What does matter is giving your last dime or your last breath or your last piece of time to people who need it. That is more valuable. You're striving and working your ass off, and you have enough, you have 20 cents, 10 to get a drink, 10 to get some food. You decide to give 10 cents up, those are your last 10 cents, and you gave it up to someone who needed it, you got some food, but you have nothing to drink. Something will happen. You'll get water somehow. It's a belief. It's a belief in yourself, it's a belief in the environment, and the belief in the people around you. And those people who don't believe, that's all right. They can chase money. People can knock me all the time and insult me. Like, why are you cleaning this wall? This isn't your wall. Why are you picking up the trash? Because it's the right thing to do. I have a lot of self-care. I have a lot of awareness. I have a lot of self-esteem. And I don't want to wake up every day and walk past this trash that no one picks up. I want other people to walk past this nice little beautiful picture we have to be inspired, to feel like, hey, someone actually cares about this piece of artwork here. Someone cares about this beautiful thing because it's important. Because maybe not every day they feel beautiful. Maybe not every day they feel attractive. Maybe not every day they feel important. But when they walk outside and see a beautiful yard outside or a beautiful mural that's been cleaned up, they don't, that's one less ugliness they have to look at. And maybe that'll inspire them to love themselves today just a smidge more. By taking a couple extra steps around the block. By putting the cigarette down or putting down the candy bar because they know that it's not good for you. It's those little things in life that you don't recognize, you don't see, and you have no idea how to make a difference, but that's a difference. I'm not going to get notoriety. I'm not going to get on my social media. Bing, someone has more self-confidence. Bing, someone feels better. It doesn't work like that. But it's a feeling I get through the spirits, through the life, through God, through whatever I'm doing. That's who I get it from. I wake up sometimes and I'm eating a muffin and it's like the greatest muffin in the world. Or I'm drinking a drink of of just vegetable juice and it's just so tasty and I'm just loving life. You just don't know or don't know where you're going to get this peace of mind and this joy because you can't buy the peace of mind. You can't buy the joy. You can't buy any of that. All you can buy is maybe the ability to expensive ticket that maybe like, hey, this will be fun. But you're not going to get the joy. You're not going to get the people that want to go with you. Life is about figuring out what you're looking for and standing up for yourself to making sure that you know that you're okay. You have enough self-esteem throughout the day. And you don't have to be around people who do not respect you. You can think people are your friends or think they care about you, but look at their attentions. Have them spill a cup of coffee in your car, see if they clean it up. If they don't clean it up, they're not your friend. If they don't offer you services to clean, they're not your friend. They feel bad, oh, I apologize to wreck your nice carpet, but they don't care. And there's a lot of people out like there that are very selfish and mean. But that's how they're built. You can't change that. They'd have to change that themselves. Some people don't have empathy, sympathy, or compassion towards other people. That's fine. Just don't hurt anyone. Don't degrade someone just because they're more sensitive than you are. And if you notice people, just walk away. Cool, man. Hey, see you later. I got to go over here because I just can't be around you, and there's nothing that I can do for you. Give them respect. Respect respects others. They will respect you. Oh, I respect that. You had to walk for you. I can understand. I'm a narcissistic person. I'm an egomaniac. I appreciate you walking away from me. Maybe though that'll give them time to listen to you. Maybe that'll give an opening where they know can get a little more empathy in their life. More compassion towards other people, not feel so hatred. Because a lot of people love pointing fingers and love blaming the poor, love blaming this, but they don't know their route. They were a coherent human being at some time. They were a baby at some time, not addicted to drugs, not abusive to other people, not mean, but life changed them and made them that way. Their choice had led them down that road, and no one could help them but them. And they chose that path. But doesn't mean give up on them. If they know that they're there to take advantage of you and to exploit you, and do whatever you can to protect yourself. All right, man, well, I can see you're just taking my money or taking my time and not doing anything with it. I'm going to go help out somebody that wants to. That's the difference. Because if I know that I can't help them, or they can't help themselves, or I'm not the person that they'll listen to, then I'll ask them to, like, hey, listen to this person. Follow this person. And then that'll inspire them to change and for something new in their life. If they're looking to play the game and, like, take advantage of me, I'll give you water, food. What do you need? But you're not going to come take advantage of me. Not going to sit here and just bash on me and just have to, like, take it. No, I'm good. You have water. Good, you have food. I need to go talk to other people to see who else needs help. That's the difference. I still treat the person with respect and kindness, but I don't allow them to abuse me, to walk all over me, to shame me. I give them space, saying, I'm not good enough to be your friend, and I'm okay with that. I will find other people that are like me, so I can be respected too. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. You can love yourself, love the people around you. Then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.